We have a whole lot of events scheduled for this week, a lot of worship opportunities, so I'll run through them for you. Maundy Thursday is on Thursday, obviously, beginning at 6:30. During this particular service, we remember the Last Supper of Jesus and also how he instructed his disciples to love others as he first loved us by washing their feet. It's a very dramatic worship service. And then on Friday, we have Good Friday worship services twice during the day. We have them at from 12:30 to 3, which is an ecumenical worship service divided into segments where various pastors and congregations all participate. And then in the evening at 6:30, we have a tenebrae service, which is a traditional service in which we go from light to darkness. The entire Passion of St. John is read, and there is a message based on the Johannine Passion. On Saturday, which is the day before Easter, obviously, there's the Easter Vigil. We do a modified vigil, not the long three-hour affair that some congregations do, but we begin at 6:30. The texts have to do with moving from darkness to light and from death to life. It's a very ancient service, and there's a lot of chanting and candles and so on and so forth. Sort of the idea is to get to the edge of Easter. And then on Easter morning, there are three different worship services. There is one actually at McCarty's Cove at 6:30 a.m.
Of course, that's probably weather permitting.
Well, last year we did it even though it was cold and there was a lot of big ice formations out on the lake. We shoveled a path down there. We'll probably do it again. The outlook is actually pretty decent for Easter morning despite today.
Yes.
And it's pretty wonderful. The sun comes up during the service. And then we have the usual times, 8:45 and 10:30 a.m., which are festive services with brass and all kinds of music. And there's a breakfast in between and so on and so forth to celebrate the new life, which is ours.
We are speaking with Pastor Dave Van Clay this morning and with Messiah Lutheran Church. And the ecumenical service in particular, I think, really bears some mentioning because you've got different pastors, ministers, church leaders coming together to do this, which I'm sure gives it a unique but unifying experience.
Yeah, it is. We've done it now for 4 or 5 years running, and it's wonderful to see people from the community gather together, and we discover that we have much more in common than perhaps we think, and the message, of course, that is central to every Christian community is that in Christ we have new life, and in his death our sins are washed away. We die, but in his resurrection we have new life.
That makes this a very exciting time on the calendar for the church.
It's prime time. To be sure.
And that's why you have all of these different things going on. If folks maybe didn't catch the list, I'm sure that they could either contact the church or a website or something like that to find out more.
Absolutely. You can check our website, which is www.marquettelutherans.net, I believe, or maybe it's com. Sorry.
Just Google it in there or search it. Put it in the search bar of your choice and you'll find it.
And our phone number is 225-1119.
Again, you know, you have a whole series of things that are going on that celebrate this very special time on the Christian calendar. But you just always, I know when we talk to you, when it's Easter time, it's Christmas time, whatever it may be, you also send out a message saying, please come by and just check out and see what we do. And if you're maybe searching, maybe you're looking, we want to give you this opportunity.
Absolutely. All are welcome in our community.